Welcome to Daily Bread Today. I'm your host, Javier Dubon. Hey friends, it's me. I'm back. Let's talk about breaking the chains. Breaking the chains, stopping the history that doesn't allow you to grow and move on. That history that your family carries, that history that you carry, that history and those chains that don't allow you to blossom, to grow, to move forward, to excel, whether it be emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially. Break those generational curses. You gotta cut the rope. You got to break the chains. Leave the patterns behind. All of that that you're dragging, from the trauma to the pain to the laziness to the procrastination to the bad habits to the mentality to the way you were trained to think, to move, to perceive. Break that. Stop the nonsense. You know better. We all have a certain level of procrastination. We all have a certain level of just overthinking things and not being able to take off running and doing certain things because either we allow laziness, circumstance, timing, and excuses. Get up and pick up your torch. Run with the flame. Light up your path. Nobody's going to come and do it for you. I'm a true believer of God's word that it says, asking you shall receive. You can ask, but you won't receive if you don't do the work. If you don't stop the bad patterns, the bad habits, the way that you were taught to do things sometimes isn't or wasn't the proper way, but we continue the vicious cycle. Break those chains. Do what you gotta do. Drop the friends, drop the family members, leave the job, eat better, drop the junk food, drop the procrastination, the waste of time, and overall the self. Sometimes certain chains are not broken. Patterns are not left behind. Mentalities are with us through lifetimes or decades and periods and seasons of our lives because we choose not to change a way of thinking. We choose to live in the old way that we've always lived in because our comfort zones don't allow us to move forward. And we carry that from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, season to season, and decades at times. We want to improve. We talk about improving. We talk about, I want to do this. I would love to do that. I dream of doing this. Stop the talk. Do the do. Move in action. Get it done. Cut the umbilical cord. You were brought into this world to do great things. Not everything has to be marvelous and a fanfare and it requires, you know, a whole marching band, you know. Some things are just done in baby steps. Some things are just done in silence. Some things are just done because they need to be done in order for you to take the next step in life. Sometimes it takes one decision to break a chain that has just repeatedly stopped us because we neglect the fact that we don't know how to let go. We don't know how to detach ourselves from those old patterns. Don't let those patterns go from generation to generation. Seek to improve yourself and your quality of life, both physically, spiritually, mentally, and of those around you by being a good example. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make a drink, you can't do for others what they don't want to do for themselves, but it starts with you. There's a famous saying in Spanish, dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres. Tell me who you're with and I'll tell you who you are. The people that surround you are very impactful in your life. You want to impress them. You want to always show the best of you to them. You want to go ahead and always be phenomenal in their eyes. Because who doesn't want to impress those that you love or that you admire and look up to? But you can't do that if you're procrastinating and living in old ways that no longer fit to who you should be. You can ask God until you're blue in the face, Lord, help me. I want to do this. I want to do that. Make a way. Well, you got to make a way too. He gave you self-dominion and willpower. He brought you into this world to be great. Cut the umbilical cord. Cut the chains that are attaching you to something that's holding you back. And sometimes it's nothing that seems so major, but something so small can become major over time. You've allowed certain things that you think are okay or that you're accustomed to because of comfort or because you're afraid. Let it go. Let go and let God, but do the work. It won't be easy. Some things are a struggle. But when you detach yourself from those things that no longer fit you, you will embrace an overflow of blessings in your life. I say this from experience. You gotta let go of things that no longer serve you. You really do. Who knows what those things are? Only you know. But if you don't, you'll pass it on to your children, to your children's children, and your children's children. Cut that umbilical cord of bad decisions. Cut that umbilical cord of procrastination. Cut that umbilical cord of bad choices. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. You know what you require in life to excel. And sometimes we don't know it all. But we're conscious of what's right, what's wrong, what's great, what's bad. And we desire certain things that sometimes we're not willing to work for and leave certain things behind. You gotta leave things behind that even if it hurts you or you're drowning in the sorrow of, oh my, I miss this, oh, those times. You gotta cut certain habits. You gotta cut certain lifestyles. You gotta cut people off. Cut it out. Let people walk out. Let people talk. Because if you don't, you will continue in that vicious cycle. You gotta cut those chains that are not letting you grow, that are not letting you evolve, that are not letting you reap what you have sowed. Because you're not ready to receive what you should be receiving. But everything has its time. Cut it off, or God will cut it off for you. This is not a judgment. This is just an observation. And also just a little wisdom being sprinkled, you know, from my personal experience and my personal point of view. I've had to cut off people. I've had to do certain things that hurt sometimes. But how else would I grow? It's not just people, habits, procrastination, things I'm accustomed to, or routines. Let go, cut off the chains, and move along in life. Greatness awaits you. Only you know what you need to cut off. You know you can climb the mountaintop. You know you gotta do it. It's in your heart. You think about it. You dream about it. You know you wanna do something great. To some, you're dream or your level of greatness might be so small. But it is your small vision that'll grow into a great and impactful dream. Do the work. Work on yourself. God got you. You don't gotta be scared. You don't gotta walk alone. His angels surround you and they guard you. His greatness lights up your path. Don't be afraid of letting go. You're not missing out, because that's what we're afraid of most of the time, is to miss out. Or sometimes we're afraid just to do better, because that's all we are used to and that's all we know. I say this to myself and not just to you, because each day, declutter yourself. Each day, cleanse your mind, cleanse your spirit, cleanse your soul. Detach yourself of what no longer fits the mold of where you see yourself, of what you dream to aspire and be in life. You don't just dream to dream. You don't get those thoughts or desires in your heart. Those are seeds that were planted in you. But in order to get there, you got to cut the chain, cut the umbilical cord, let go of what no longer is meant for you to do, for you to be, for you to act. Go be great. I know you can do this. Start today. Tomorrow isn't promised. You got this. Cut the chains. You're ready to soar like an eagle. This is Daily Bread Today. I'm Javier Dubon. Thank you for listening.